In Siman Taf Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, we saw yesterday that there that in a Shnas Ibur, so when it's going to be longer days, so he still would have more time to eat chametz, etc., because we go based on Shalos Mani, so it's the third of the day. However, Yesh Omrim says Ramaj, they Shalos Kodem Chatzos, that you could go up until 2 hours before Chatzos, meaning 10 o'clock in our hours, not Shalos Zmanios. And then Mishmur says, most poskim say that really we should follow the first opinion, that it goes based on a third of the day. And this is true for eating and mechiras chametz. However, b'di'evet, if you didn't sell it and there's a huge hefset involved, so then you could be somech on the second opinion, and you would be able to go up until even for mechiras chametz, you'd be able to go up until an hour before chatzos. Siv beis. Yisrael shahayu biyado chametzo shel Yisrael achar mipikadon, a Jew who had a collateral, he had loaned someone money, and he got collateral, and the collateral that he was holding on to get paid back, was chametz. Yakbenu atshal chamishes, he could hold on to it until the fifth hour, he must hold on to it until the fifth hour of the day, of Yadalad, in case the guy comes to pay him back and take back the mashkon. Vim lo babaylov, but if the owner doesn't come back to pay him, by the fifth hour, then Yimkarenu Lein Yehudi, he should sell it to a non-Jew. The Mishnah Berurah explains that at this point, he becomes like a Meshav Aveda, because if he doesn't sell it to the non-Jew, then the Chametz is going to become Asar Bahana, and it doesn't even belong to him. So he should really do that. That's why he should sell it to a non-Jew. And if he's not sure if he's going to be able to find someone during the fifth hour to sell it to, so then he could even sell it earlier, because he's trying to save the other guy's Chametz. Magen Avraham and other Achronim also write that if you're able to sell it to a non-Jew and have the non-Jew sell it back to you, like we do with our regular mechiras chametz, then you need to do that instead of just selling it forever. Because the whole goal is to save this guy's chametz, and that's what you're trying to do in this situation. The mechaber continues, v'im lo mecharo, if you didn't sell it, then chayv levaro bizmani sura, filomeno chayv bachariuso, then you would need to burn it if you didn't sell it. The Magen Avraham holds that if you could have sold it, and you were lazy and you chose not to, and then you had to burn it, so then you have to pay back the guy who the collateral belonged to, even the Yerusha Merchinam, because it's a pshia, it's negligence, because you should have sold it and you chose not to. Most Achronim say that you really don't have to pay back, because you never entered into being a shomer of this type. You never accepted upon yourself to watch it or anything like that. And therefore, you don't have to pay, even though you didn't sell it. However, points out the Mishmur, if you didn't sell it, and now now you have to burn it, so then you do lose your right to get your loan back. So, on that one hand, you don't have to pay back the guy for the chametz which you burned, and now you no longer have the collateral to give back to him, but you lost your chov, you can no longer ask him to pay you back for the loan which you had given him, which you were holding this chametz as collateral for.